We are less than 24 hours away from the Bitcoin halving, and the network is fizzing with activity. Good morning. You're listening to the Rise in Crypto podcast by Cointelegraph with me, Robert Baggs, steering you through the crypto cosmos with daily dispatches from the digital frontier. If you want a daily debrief of the major stories in crypto over the last 24 hours, you better click that follow button. Grab yourself a coffee and let's get into it. The clock is ticking and we have a busy episode as a result. We're going to start with why Bitcoin spiked upward in the past day, as well as how Bitcoin hodlers are breaking records, and why Bitcoin fees have topped Ethereum's for the third day in a row. Then I'm going to give you a bite-sized but comprehensive guide to Bitcoin runes. Turner Wright is going to give us a rundown of the new stablecoin bill in the United States. And finally, we will look at why the Ripple XVP believes tokenized assets could be a $16 trillion market. Right, so a Bitcoin update first, and price-wise, we've seen some volatility in the past 24 hours and in the right direction. Overnight, Bitcoin hit $65,000, and some are suggesting that this was as a result of the latest update from the same conflict that caused that giant drawdown in the first place, that is, Iran and Israel. An Iranian official apparently told Reuters that there are no plans for retaliating against Israel for the attack, and a pump in BTC's price coincided. We are now up 3.69% on the day as of 7 a.m. Eastern, and Crypto Ed, the creator of the trading platform CryptoTA, wrote on X, "If, big if, no more news coming from the Middle East, I believe the bottom is in and BTC starting its next leg up and do a nice relief halving rally." That halving is now a matter of hours away as we're comfortably into the last 100 blocks. In fact, as I record this, the countdown on the Cointelegraph homepage says there are just 82 blocks left. However, the push and pull dynamic of the conflict and the halving event has not rattled the hardcore Bitcoin hodlers. According to the latest data from CryptoQuant, between the 16th and the 17th of April, $1.7 billion worth of Bitcoin was added to accumulation wallets. Accumulation wallets are wallets with a balance of over 10 Bitcoin and no withdrawals. That is 27,700 BTC added to accumulation wallets in a single day, which is a new record. The previous record was 25,500 BTC, and that was set in March of this year. Hodlers or not though, Bitcoin is extremely active as a whole ahead of the halving. Bitcoin miners hauled in $7.47 million in fees on Wednesday, which is the third consecutive day that fees on Bitcoin surpassed fees on Ethereum. The 7-day average of fees on both networks does still see Ethereum come out on top of Bitcoin, but Bitcoin is significantly higher than usual. On the 17th of April, the transaction fees accounted for 11.5% of the Bitcoin mining industry's total block rewards, which in fairness is timely for the miners to line their coffers ahead of tomorrow's halving, when we will see the daily mined Bitcoin fall from around 900 BTC to around 450. It is then expected that the fees will increase considerably again and represent a bigger percentage of the revenue. Part of the reason for the spike in transaction fees is, of course, the rise in interest around the halving. But another factor, and potentially a significant factor post-halving, is runes. The Bitcoin halving has many moving parts, many effects that will result, and a profound impact on Bitcoin's price. However, this time around, the halving is also bringing with it the launch of the runes protocol on Bitcoin. As I've not spoken about this before, and the fact that you're going to see the word runes everywhere you turn for a while, I want to get you up to speed on what it is and why it deserves your attention. The runes protocol was created by the famed Bitcoin developer Casey Rodemore, the creator of Ordinals. Runes is a new fungible token standard for the Bitcoin ecosystem, and it will launch at the halving event tomorrow. Now, Ordinals, using the BRC20 token standard, came under a lot of fire from Bitcoin core developers and Bitcoin maxis for cluttering the network and slowing it down, among other things. This rabbit hole goes too deep for this podcast, but in short, BRC20s create a surplus of unwanted UTXOs, unspent transaction outputs. UTXOs are a fundamental part of Bitcoin, but Ordinals cause too many junk ones. Runes is set to overcome this issue and be a far cleaner use of Bitcoin with a very low on-chain footprint. Runes can also use the Lightning Network, the layer on top of Bitcoin, for faster and cheaper transactions, something that BRC20 couldn't do. So from tomorrow, you're going to see a lot of projects using Runes as soon as it goes live. Rodamore himself has said that this protocol is primarily for degens and meme coins, but over time, I think you're going to see a lot more than that. Already, there are a wealth of pre-Runes projects ready to go, including wallets, marketplaces, launch pads, and a great many tokens. It's going to be fierce as soon as the protocol opens its doors. The first project, however, is by Casey Rodamore himself, called Runestones. Runestones were airdropped for free to wallets with three or more inscriptions on the Bitcoin blockchain before the Runestone project was launched. The thing is, they are now highly desirable because Runestone holders will receive three meme coin airdrops from Rodamore, plus undoubtedly many more from other sources. But before you rush out to buy one, it's worth mentioning they now have a floor price of around $5,000 and a market cap of $532 million. I think that floor price is particularly crazy because there are 112,400 runestones minted. But maybe it isn't all that surprising given that the hype around runes is reaching fever pitch. And it has had a profound impact on BRC20 tokens such as ordinals and sats. So as many believe that runes will replace BRC20, both ordinals and sats are down over 40% ahead of the halving, with some of the less famous BRC20s even more so. Now, although there are maxis and Bitcoin core developers who undoubtedly do not like runes, I have to say I find myself leaning more toward the group excited for this new phase of Bitcoin. The asset manager Franklin Templeton called ordinals a renaissance in Bitcoin innovation, and runes just seems to be a better version of it. However, before I end this segment, I do want to issue a warning. Everywhere I turn right now, there is a cog in the Runes FOMO machine just whirring away. Thread after thread on X is imploring you to not miss out on these 1000x gains. And when that happens, you know you need to be cautious. Fortunately, some of the more level-headed analysts and market commentators have offered sensible advice here. Alex Wasey on X compared this launch to ordinals and how there was a huge spike in interest and prices, then it fell away for a while as people innovated and accumulated, and this is when there were the best opportunities for everyone. The user Ignus on X wrote a brilliant thread on this too. Part of it reads, Runestone, RSIC and PUPS are already pumping, promising holders shiny new rune token airdrops, and FOMO threads keep coming. But like the NFT frenzy post-JPEG reveal, the market could soon cool off. Ignis goes on to say, finally, there's a more fundamental reason I'm long-term bullish on runes and BTCFi in general. In every bull market, new tech emerges. Bitcoin was said to be unfit for NFTs or tokens, yet Bitcoin NFTs are outperforming Ethereum NFTs. So there you go. I think runes is going to be a big deal, and I believe it will be a main character in the next bull run. And you will certainly see it everywhere for the next few weeks, but just be wary of FOMO. This week we saw a move for some crypto legislation in the US, but so far it seems extremely reasonable, and it involves a senator who we have spoken about before. I'm going to pass it over to my man on the ground, the other side of the pond, Turner Wright, to explain.
On April 17th, United States Senators Kirsten Gillibrand and Cynthia Lummis introduced their bill establishing a regulatory framework for payment stablecoins and several safeguards. Now, they had been teasing this bill for quite a while, in fact, months, saying that it was in progress, that they were working on it, that they were consulting with people. But some of the main takeaways from the text of the bill so far just seem to be that it cracks down on algorithmic stablecoins, likely a response to Terraform Labs and Terra USD depegging in 2022. And just that they've touted this as a bipartisan bill. Gillibrand is a Democrat. Lummis is a Republican. So we'll see how that moves forward in an election year and in a time when control of both the House and the Senate is up for grabs in the coming months.
I'm going to leave you with a story that could have you feeling quite bullish about the sector this weekend. There are many predictions for what might take center stage during the next bull run. That is, what areas of crypto will soar like we saw with metaverse and gaming tokens last bull run as one example. One prediction you will see a lot is the tokenization of real-world assets, RWA, which the likes of BlackRock CEO Larry Fink believe will be enormous. And he's not the only one. According to RippleX Senior Vice President Marcus Infanger, traditional finance players are looking at bringing financial assets on-chain. He told Cointelegraph at Paris Blockchain Week, "We're starting a paradigm shift for blockchain technology, moving beyond the hype and into real utility. It's starting to unfold." Infanger said that research estimates put the future value of tokenized markets at $16 trillion, which for context is 8 times bigger than the total market cap of the entire of crypto. He added, "A couple of years ago, many of us in the space were envisioning that. It's getting closer to reality and it's happening on public blockchains. At some point, it looked like it would only happen on JP Morgan Coin or IBM. I must say that now it seems as though those conversations about tokenizing assets are commonplace." Infanger told us that Ripple is in advanced conversations with various financial institutions as Ripple pushes for XRPL to be a holistic solution. You may also remember that HSBC partnered with the Ripple-owned technology firm Metaco to allow institutional investors to hold tokenized securities on its new custody platform in November of last year. So RWA is unquestionably an interesting use case right now, but could it really eclipse the entire crypto market in terms of value? Let me know what you think on at Cointelegraph and at RKBags on X and at RKBags on Warpcast. Okay, that is it for today, and that is the last episode before the halving. Next week is going to be a massive week for Bitcoin, but for now, consider yourself informed. Thank you for listening to the Rise in Crypto podcast by Cointelegraph. If you're enjoying these daily updates, please make sure you let us know by following, subscribing, or leaving a review. Have a great weekend. Let's do this again Monday.